COVID-19 vaccine sign-up rates for African Americans are below that of other groups, and that includes in the predominantly Black North St. Louis County. The low rates are related to access, healthcare equity, and vaccine hesitancy. In St. Louis and elsewhere around the country, Black clergy are taking the lead to encourage their communities to get the vaccine. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
The St. Louis County Executive has specifically asked Bishop Lawrence Wooten of Williams Temple Church of God in Christ to spearhead the vaccine campaign. He's focusing on clergy in predominantly Black North St. Louis County.
We have the highest death rate from coronavirus of all the ethnic groups. The Black community is the one that has been hit the hardest.
African-American faith leaders in St. Louis are among many Black clergy across the nation who are urging their congregants doing both in-person and virtual church services to get the vaccine because African-Americans are pre-registering at lower numbers. In most of St. Louis County, about 20% of residents are pre-registered through the health department. But in North St. Louis County, where many Black people live, it's under 9%.
So we are most vulnerable, and that's why we need it the most.
Wooten is trying to change that. He's working with county health officials to get residents equitable vaccine distribution, and he is working with pastors to make their churches vaccination sites. Wooten has been vaccinated himself, but he's concerned that since many pastors can't get their own appointments, they may not be talking to their own congregations about getting signed up.
A pastor is a person that is looked up to in the congregation if they could get registered and they're leaders in the community. They could influence others to follow suit.
One of those pastors Wooten's working with is Reverend Roderick Burton. He's senior pastor of New Northside Missionary Baptist Church. Burton makes a point of talking about the vaccination with congregants at every opportunity.
Okay, you're sharing.
Can you see now? Okay, all right. Hey, fantastic.
He's done a special PowerPoint presentation during Bible study that included information about the Black doctors and researchers who helped develop the COVID-19 vaccine.
We had a big hand in developing the treatment. The person who's on the screen.
And he connects being in good health with what the Bible says about Jesus being a healer.
This is so important. I'm still going to talk about it every service to get the people prepared so that they understand and, you know, just get it in their mind.
Burton says he's seeing some positive effects from the vaccine messaging. A number of his members have already pre-registered for the vaccine, and some have already gotten it. But he wants to do even more.
My biggest concern is that people will drag their feet in getting it. And for me, it's very crystal clear. It's life or death. You know, we've had people die.
One of the church members Burton influenced to take the shot was Juliet Hughes. She was hesitant.
I was one of those people with the conspiracy theories in my head at first because we all go back to the Tuskegee experiment and other things throughout history.
Hughes' church encouraged her to talk to local doctors to gain clarity about the vaccine, and that helped her conquer her fears. In fact, she broadcast her own vaccination on Facebook Live.
Hello.
All right, are you both getting the vaccine?
Just me.
Okay. All right, I just need
your ID. And now, Hughes even helps host conversations on her congregation's Facebook page to encourage others to sign up for the COVID-19 vaccine. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Henderson in St. Louis.